This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. I'm Rach. Do you know what time it is? It's that time again.
It is. It's time to head out to the country, put your slippers on. I don't know why you wear slippers in the country. I wear them in the city.
I wear them everywhere.
Find out amazing events happening around Victoria.
Yes, this is our chance to catch up with Damien Stevens Todd, who lives all the way in Shepparton. It's time for Country Cousins on Joy. Hi, Damien. How are you?
Good afternoon, folks. I am wonderful. Thank you.
Now, there's so much on its way with Pride Salation next weekend. I was down in Dalesford this weekend, and the team there, the Chill Out team, have been doing so much videoing. Same with Geelong. I'm really excited for Pride Salation next weekend. But it was really lovely to get out to the regional spaces and see part of the queer community and support them. So what's going on and what's coming up where we can support our LGBTIQA plus queers?
Well, let's start talking about that first scene, because unless you know of anything else, Pride Salation is the big next thing to happen next weekend.
It's so exciting.
On Saturday, the 20th of June, from midday, buckle in, there is an online festival bringing the best of 15 rural and regional festivals to the online space to celebrate LGBTI plus culture right across the state. From the Mallee in the north to Gippsland, Shepparton and beyond, everyone is getting involved in this day.
It's so exciting, and all that hard work is being put together by the lovely Lance from Lance TV, who's helping along as well, and Thorn Harbour Country, which is really exciting. And there's going to be an hour but from 3:30, which is going to be airing on Channel 31 digitally, which is pretty awesome.
Absolutely. We're hitting the waves on the internet, the television. There'll be a virtual Pride parade. There will be a celebration and display of online art. There will be local choirs singing everything from ABBA to Kylie Minogue. If you want to sit on your seat with a box of popcorn for 6 hours and get a whole lot of LGBTI culture and reduce that isolation, then Pride Salation next Saturday, the 20th of June from midday, is for you.
It's so exciting. I mean, I know it's come together in 10 weeks. It's a lot of work. This isn't just, and no disrespect, as someone who has put together shows in their own house and things like that here in isolation, like there's still a lot of work that's involved. But just think about how brilliant this is. 15 different organisations across regional Victoria that are support and are for our LGBTIQA plus communities coming together, creating an amazing virtual Pride event. It's just so exciting.
Indeed. Can't wait. The following day, if you need to recover...
recover from all that popcorn.
That's it. The trans and gender diverse group in Bendigo and beyond, they call themselves, the social support group, is having an online coffee meeting. They're very excited about restrictions lifting, as we all are. But for a social chat with other TGD peeps and allies, familiar faces or a relaxed, safe space just to be yourself on Zoom next Sunday, the 21st of June from 1 o'clock onwards.
That's so fantastic. Nice.
It is. Next on the list, I will give it one more mention because we are almost there. It is the Free Silver Rainbow LGBTI Organisational Champions Training, with a particular focus on our older or ageing seniors, LGBTI people. So the Silver Rainbow Training, again online, is for organisations with a particular focus on regional and rural who have already dipped their toes in the water, they've done their LGBTI 101, they might be thinking about a rainbow tick or equivalent, but they really want to acknowledge that as an organisation, they've got some champions there, but they want to encourage that knowledge, those skills, go right throughout the whole team of staff, from framework to implementing on the ground inclusive practice for our ageing populations in aged care and otherwise, a really important initiative, the Silver Rainbow Initiative.
Damien, it just clicked. Is the reason why it's called Silver Rainbow because it's for older people?
Might have something to do with the hair.
Oh, my gosh. I have not picked that up the last 3 weeks, and then just all of a sudden it came
clearly. A light bulb.
Clearly.
I saw the light bulb.
I was
good
like,
thing.
Silver, that's why they're calling it a silver rainbow, because I was like, before I was just like, oh, there's no such thing as a silver rainbow because rainbows are colourful. Like, that's the whole point of it. That's what my brain was doing. And then this week I got it.
Indeed. Great. Awesome. Awesome. So one of those sessions is tomorrow, sorry, and the other one is next Tuesday the 16th. So they're actually tomorrow and early next week. So get on board and check out those sessions. Really important.
Awesome. Awesome. Is that the Great. Full list? Is that everything
no,
we've got?
No, no, no.
Oh, no, there's more.
Oh, there is. And they are later in the year, Dean.
Yes.
We, of course, need to mention again your Pride Gala 2020 for Gippsland.
Yes.
You're looking forward to that?
Oh, I am. I'm going to get new outfits made. It's going to be really exciting. Not only is it a fabulous gala with Gippsland Pride in the evening in November on the Saturday, but during the day there's going to be a roller derby Pride Cup, which is pretty exciting.
Indeed. The three-course dinner, local produce, fantastic venue, DJ, parties, auctions, raffles, and hopefully by the 28th of November, lock it into your calendars now, we'll be out of this isolation, back in the land of the living, and can celebrate hopefully together.
Yeah, yay. Bring it on.
All right, and last but not least, I'll mention the Out in the Open Festival, which is based in Shepparton, the last week of October, and the first day of November this year. We brought it forward a week. We have, as part of the Out in the Open Festival, a carnival day, which will be on Saturday the 24th of October this year. And early bird registrations have just opened for Out in the Open Shepparton Carnival Day.
Mm-hmm. Why was it brought forward, Damien?
1 week. Well, we like to change things up a little, I'll be honest.
I feel like everyone's pushing things back and you guys are like, nah, we got this.
Well, you know, we're in our ninth year now. We've run our Carnival Day on a Saturday every year for the first date, and last year we tried a Sunday for something new. We found that many people wanted to go to the Melbourne Cup and they wanted to do other things, and the weekend for everyone didn't always work. There was a huge music festival in Shepparton too. We didn't want to compete with so many other events, and we just tried to, you know, be kind to our brothers and sisters in the events land and spread things out. And
well,
we thought, let's fire, yeah, a week earlier.
As a busy homosexual that's always at them all, I appreciate that very much. Damien, thank you for joining us today on the show. We can't wait to hear about Pride Salation and everything else next week when you join us again for Country Cousins on Joy. If you'd like to know about any of the events that Damien's mentioned today, you can find the details all on Facebook. Just look up Country Cousins on Joy. The details are all there, and you can find that and more. And if you're doing something in a regional space and want to let people know about it, like sharing it here like we do on the airwaves, just let Damien know on that page and he can share it with everybody. Damien, thank you so much for joining us.
I'd love to. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, it's always a pleasure having Damien come and join us on the show.
It is. He's always so bubbly. It's great.
I know.
Good for the soul.
I don't have that energy, but Damien has that energy each and every time. You know what? We've gotten a message in from Brad because I was talking about my vintage pornography. and how
VHS.
I like a bit
like
of VHS.
That old school.
That I'm very much into the old school. And Daryl with one R happened to bring a couple in today for me after hearing it out. And Brad turned around and said, oh, he's at Horsham at the moment, but when he's back, we should arrange a meetup because he doesn't have a VHS to play on. So this is working out very well for me.
Gifts, presents all around.
I love a gift. So isn't that exciting, all that stuff that's happening in regional Victoria?
Right? It is. I'm actually just looking up the Gippsland Pride Gala tickets right now.
Yeah. So. Look, I'm really excited. When they asked me to be involved, I was chuffed.
I need a plus one, though. I feel like that's the sort of event that you take a plus one to so you can get cute photos.
Well, I think something to think about is perhaps a little bit of a table. I agree wholeheartedly cute photos are important, but there's no reason to go alone. And,
that's true.
A lot of people could come with you. So my suggestion to you is organise a bit of a posse. So if you'd like to come along to the Gippsland Pride event with Rach, I'll be there. I'm hosting. Why don't you message us, 0427-joy949, or honourandjoy.org.au. We could all get ourselves a spot.
You can buy a whole table, and I think then it makes it cheaper.
Well, absolutely. But you know what would be real? It's the dressing up that I really look forward to. Mm-hmm. And you know me, like, I've done my rubber tuxedo. I've done my lace jumpsuit, see-through jumpsuit. I like to get creative, and I'm frock, and I'm fancy frock. So the creativity is going to soar.
I reckon I could fit into something that Frock owns.
I reckon you're too thin for the things that Frock owns.
Nah.
You've got much better clothes. I'm like, you have much better gear than I have.
I just want to wear something extraordinarily fabulous.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
I'm here for it. Well, you already can do better makeup than me. So there we are. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. I forgot that's where my brain's gone. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dean. Coming up, we're going to be finding out what MQFF have got in store for us virtually this weekend.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.